Ionic.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us right off the bat. She's fresh from world travels. Where were you again? Grenada and India, I think?
Yes, first I went to India, and I have to tell you, I have only gotten sick in all of my travels twice. Once in Israel in 1969, and this time in India. It wasn't pretty.
What was it? Do you know?
A counterpart who I traveled with, also he got very sick, and both of us had eaten at a restaurant, and we were eating vegetarian food, and we, who knows, you know?
Who knows when the food, yeah. Wow, that's awful. Couple of days sick, and then you're back? That's awful.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, sorry about that.
My friend was going to go see the Dalai Lama's temple that morning, and I was going to go shopping, and those two things didn't happen.
Yeah, kaput. Hey, speaking of kaput, the Secret Service still in the news. We're not done with this controversy. The Secret Service director is defending the agency all over the place and says, look, Colombia was just an isolated thing. But I've heard through my own sources, well, that's not necessarily true. What do you know about that, Ellen?
Well, I can tell you that basically the Secret Service did testify today. It was before Lieberman's committee that is co-run by Susan Collins. Susan Collins really did the heavy lifting on this one. She's the Republican moderate senator from Maine. And she basically went after him because the head of the Secret Service said he was, A, dumbfounded. She didn't go after him about this when he heard what happened, but that he did not think there was a bad culture there, although reports are that somehow between the last 7 and 10 years, there have been 64 other incidents.
Yeah, 64. So just a few little things that have happened in the past. Yeah.
What we've also heard is that a lot of this has actually happened after, for instance, the president would leave town, you know,
yeah,
they'd go out and have a few,
sure,
drinks, do whatever.
Sure.
So the issue is does it happen? Yes. When does it happen, and does it put the president's personal security at risk? And I think that's a major issue.
Yeah, I agree with you. When did it happen?
You know.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. But when did it happen? Absolutely. The Obama ad going after Bain. Vice President Biden comes out and he says, look, this is fair game. This is ridiculous. And this is all on the heels. We talked about this in our last show about Cory Booker coming out and kind of defending, in a way, the whole Bain thing. Is this much ado about nothing, or what do you think?
Well, first of all, in terms of Cory Booker, it's interesting. My niece is graduating from a college this week, and Cory Booker is designed to get one of the honorary doctorate degrees. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's going to be an interesting, you know, what would have been a pretty sleepy graduation. It's going to be get pretty interesting very quickly. Look, I think that today the Democrats put out a little video montage of the of what other Republicans have said about Romney and Bain Capital, particularly Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry, kind of got interesting.
This is interesting, too. We switch gears, speaking of Mitt Romney, to the fact that he comes out and he says, prediction-wise, that he is going to, as his first term, he vows to lower the jobless rate to 6%. Really?
Well, yeah, how's he going to do that?
I want to know.
It's just crazy. I can make any kind of campaign promise I want.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
I can tell you that I'm going to make Kate Delaney Queen of England.
Thank you.
Are you going to vote for me?
Yes. I want to be crowned. I love it. I gotcha. Yeah, this seems to be what you do. You know, promises, promises. But how many of those promises can you actually deliver? That's the thing.
Right.
Yeah. Ellen Radner, yeah, Talk Radio
and,
News.
And it gets very popular, but so what?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Ellen Radner, get some rest. World traveler. We're lucky to have her with us from Talk Radio News. Thanks, Ellen. All right, so coming up the rest of this hour here on ATN as we get closer to the holiday, maybe some of you have already hit the highway and you're listening to me on your way out of town somewhere in Kentucky or Illinois or Connecticut or the great state of California or someplace else. Mississippi. I've been to Mississippi a couple of times. We've got a great affiliate in Hattiesburg, and it's wonderful food there, wonderful people. So they may be heading to the Gulf, deeper down into the bowels, for a chance to hang out and chill out with family. They say it's still going to be one of those holidays where you have a lot of people on the road, and luckily gas prices, nobody's whining now as they have dipped in the opposite direction. So speaking of highways, we'll talk about this a little bit here at the top. It's interesting. I took a toll road today. I was giving a speech, and who knows how much it cost me to go through those tolls coming and going. I want to say probably $9. But $9, well, it seems like, wow, $9 is nothing compared to what happens when you're in New York and you go through tolls and then you have to do the bridge crossings, and that's at least $13. Six or seven one way and six or seven back the other way. So now they're talking about Congress won't, you know, is not moving in an increase in the federal gas tax, and likely, probably for all of us, we're going to pay for tolls as they're trying to figure out ways to repair and the potholes and everything else in the highways that are in some areas quite congested. Tolling is what a lot of cities will turn to. Because, you know, too bad, tough tiddlywinks, we're going to slap up the tolls and you can pay to use it or you can find another way to get around it. So, and then, of course, you know what happens here. I've seen this. Instead of paying for the tolls, what do people do? Oh, if this was a trivia question. Of course, they take the side roads. So the side roads that were nothing, little feeder roads, get jammed, especially when it's morning traffic or afternoon traffic. When it's drive time on either ends of that, it's jammed. So look for that probably in your neighborhood if you haven't felt it yet, especially if you're in a state or a city where it's really, really growing. So tolls, do you think it's a fair way to handle the problem? It's really the best option in some cases, and I think that we're going to start to see this more. I've heard a lot of people in Texas whine about it, a lot of people in New Jersey whine about it. Tolls are allowed on interstates in 15 states, and mostly in the Northeast and the Midwest, the U.S. has agreed to some experimental or what they call pilot toll projects on 95 in Virginia and North Carolina. 95 can be like a death trap. I've been up and down that thing. And on Interstate 70 in Missouri, a lot of people listening to us in Missouri. So get ready to keep that change handy, because then that's the other part of it. Are you throwing change in the bucket? Is somebody there 24 hours? Do you have to have a toll tag? And if you don't have a toll tag, do they charge you double? Because that's the other great way to rip off people. They force you to get a toll tag. Otherwise, they're going to charge you through the nose. Odds and ends, what happened on the day, we're going to tell you next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Here on America Tonight. If you go to the website, americatonight.net, you'll get to actually see me. I'm waving right now through the miracle of our webcam and our friends, our pals at Pal Talk. And I'm holding up actually a picture. Ellen Ratner said that I could be the Queen of England. You could say anything when you're running for president. And basically, you know, we were making that remark in the fact that Romney said he would promise to keep unemployment at, 6%. So, I had a publicity photo taken where I did have a tiara on my head. Yeah, how about that? And you know what? That and a cup of coffee will get you what? Not enough money to pay for those bloody tolls. And just as soon as it left my lips, boy, everybody was chatting about it. And I got a couple of quick emails on it, too. This one from Sir Drake, who says, "No way, my lady. Are you kidding with the tolls? That's ridiculous. Already I drive a truck, and they are squeezing every last penny out of us." And then this one came to us from Tank. I love Tank. He's a guy who started emailing the show. He swears he's going to call maybe 3 or 4 months ago. He has a very sarcastic wit. And Tank says, "Tough tiddlywinks. I think we ought to roll up all the highways, make everybody walk. It's ridiculous. Why will they slap us with more taxes, especially talking about gasoline taxes, and then allow the toll situation to continue the way it is?" You're absolutely right about the Northeast. To go to New York, you practically have to stick someone up before you go across the bridge from Jersey. Which, that's always the shock. For all of you listening who live anywhere, let's say flyover states, west, south, southeast, and other parts of the world. You're listening. We've got people listening in China and London and in Sweden. Hello, Christina. I don't know what you know as far as New York is concerned, but it really is true that people come to New York and they're shocked because they can't believe how much it is to cross the bridge, which is why public transportation is so big in New York, New Jersey, Philly, Chicago, Boston, because essentially for a lot of people it's cheaper than paying to park your car or paying to park your car once you get into a city, going over a bridge, you know, yada, yada, yada. But the bottom line is you might be seeing more toll roads. We're going to have to pay for the roads. So this is what happens when you steal from Peter to pay Paul and you use the money for other things. You just find a way to charge more and more and more. That's what happens. Hey, we got to pass the cost on to you. What do you want us to do? We got to pass it on to you. And now people like, let's say, Spirit Airlines. The other day, I was booking a ticket for someone, and they were going on Spirit Airlines. Somebody in my family asked me to do it because they're terrible at navigating. So I said, look, I'll do it. Just let me do it. So I go on Spirit's website. And, of course, they have some cockamamie special. For 10 cents, you can fly across the country. Well, right there, you know, there's something fishy about it. But whatever the amount was, it wasn't 10 cents, but it was something ridiculous. So I go to book this flight, and, of course, it wasn't 1950 or 1980 or whatever it was supposed to be, because then it cost you a gazillion dollars to carry luggage on, and you have to pay for your seat, and all this stuff. So it just adds up to whatever a regular ticket would be. But what I thought was very funny is on the amount that they charge you, they put the tax. Not our tax. It says something like this. A government tax. Government's problem. Like flat out Spirit was saying, we're sick of people complaining, so we're just going to tell you it's the government that's making us charge this, so don't blame us. That's the first time I've ever seen that. I can't think of exactly how it was phrased, but it was something like that. Government's problem, government's tax, or some such thing. And I thought, oh, how funny. Just blame it on them so that you can shake us down, because they are shaking you down. Absolutely. And in California, oh, what are they going to do in California? That's what they're going to do next, because they don't have any money. So forget about it. They're going to forget about the whole idea of anything being free. Get it? Freeways. There's not going to be any freeways left. And you're going to have to pay once you walk out of your front door, especially in Southern California. But same thing in Northern California. And this is what happens when you get people that you voted, that you put in, who say that, you know, the money didn't stay in the road funds, the highway funds. Instead, it was spent on other things. And this is what happens. Somebody's got to pay. Somebody's got to pay to fix the road. Somebody has to do that. So what does that mean? That means that the states are going to have to charge the fees. That's what they're going to say. We have no choice. This is what's happened. This is the interstate highway system. And the whole idea originally, remember when those highways were created, is that you would be able to travel. We'd have this flow through the country, across the country. They would all be hooked up, interstate, get it? And it would be free. It would be free, but because nobody knows how to balance a budget, it's not free anymore. It's not free. It's about raising the money, coming up with a way to pay for the transportation system. It's a nightmarish kind of congestion out there in a lot of places. And so what are you going to do? You know, it's been, what, a couple of decades since they increased the federal gas and diesel taxes. And that's paid for highways. So this is the next thing that's coming. We're going to have to pay for new toll roads. We're going to have to pay more in a federal gas tax. It's really, we're just ATMs. Whatever you have in your pocket, I always say this, just put it out there on the table and start to take an axe and split it up, because we're going to get zapped. We're going to get slapped with tolls on roads that are traveled by, maybe in your neighborhood, by you, but also a lot of out-of-state drivers. So truckers, you know this. Truckers are getting are going to bear the brunt of this. And this is the way to pay the bills. If they start to charge you on the interstates, that's what's going to happen. Like I said, just make sure you know how they're tolling you, meaning is there a live person there? Do you throw the change into the bucket? Because I've been stung by that a couple of times where, whoops, the machine doesn't work, you can't get change, they're taking your license plate, and then you'll pay even more. All right, I didn't mean to go on a wild segue through tolling, but so many people were set off by this, including a few others. that I'll get to when we go to the mailbag segment. And we're going to go to the mailbag at the tail end of this hour because it is overflowing. If I don't go through it now, by the time we get through the weekend, it'll be just absolutely, it'll be absolutely crazy. Jack from Down Under says, if they're going to charge tolls, then the need to abolish road taxes, then they need to abolish road taxes and the cost of fuel. KK111 says those digital speed passes are a mess. I agree. I've had problems with them, too, as well. David, who knows about driving trucks, says tolls are unconstitutional. And how about this? South Carolina is a wreck with toll roads. I agree with that. It's holy schmoly. We're all in trouble, I think, because we're all going to get slapped with it, with the tolls. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Somebody's got to pay, and that's the way it goes. All right, speaking of paying, we're just kind of keeping track of this. You know my fascination with this whole John Edwards thing. I don't want to beat him over the head because he's an easy target. I've said that before. But the jury, fourth day of deliberations, nothing. They didn't ask for any. They didn't want to check some more evidence. Didn't want to look at anything. But 4 days. So what does 4 days mean? Does this mean Mr. Goodhair gets out of everything? He's not going to serve any time? They stopped talking about 15 minutes earlier than usual because the juror needed to leave for, they say, a personal reason. The judge didn't say the reasons why. The jury didn't have any questions. And now we're just waiting to see if there's going to be a verdict. So does this carry over the holiday weekend? And do they come back? Or is there a verdict that's going to be reached? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen in this? Spitball this for me. How many years, if any, do you think John Edwards does? He faces 30 years in prison. Remember, this is federal charges. If he's convicted of the six campaign finance charges that that are part of this court case, if he is, if he's convicted of all of them, then 30 wouldn't be so far-fetched. But this has been 4 weeks of testimony, and now the jury deliberations, and the fourth day of that. So was there a masterminded kind of plan to use the bucks from two filthy rich donors to hide his pregnant mistress as he was running for the Democratic presidential nomination back in 2008? Methinks so. Although I think he walks. I think Edwards does nothing. I think he gets zero time. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Going to the mail soon.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Weekend extravaganza, even if it's a staycation and you're just going in the backyard, but you want to feel like you are getting away. I was just talking about John Edwards here on America Tonight and the fact that it's been 4 days, 4 weeks of testimony and tawdry little snippets of his fooling around with Rial Hunter and the baby. And, you know, it's interesting that the National Enquirer breaks the big stories, and you know what? They get it right more than any of the other tabloids. In fact, they won a Peabody Award for breaking the Edwards story, and they really cracked his life wide open. Now, will he do jail time or not? You already heard what I said. Zero. I think he doesn't do any time whatsoever. Going by the letter of the law, it's going to be a wormy way out of this. And they're going to say these were just separate checks, had nothing to do with it. There was exaggerations. Maybe they're going to think from his aide, Andrew Young, not sure. If they find him guilty of a couple of counts, could do a couple of years maybe, or probation. I don't know. I just don't see it. At first I thought, boy, they're really going to nail him. But now I don't see it. I think the longer that this goes on, the safer Edwards is. The safer he is. And the more he will simply pick up and walk away from this. Hey, coming up in our next hour of America Tonight, I hope you stick around for this one. We got a couple of great guests in the wings. One to talk from the Catholic point of view about the lawsuit, the huge lawsuit with the 43 Catholic parties that are involved, Notre Dame being one of them, and a couple of other universities and whatnot, involved in this lawsuit against the Obamacare mandate that includes the contraception coverage. So Maureen Malloy-Ferguson is going to come by to talk about that. And one of the things I think that she'll probably emphasize is, again, the fining part, that $2,000 would be for everybody who's not insured. So if Notre Dame University employs however many people, if Franciscan University employs however many people, if they're not insuring them, then what will happen is they will be fined $2,000 per employee. So if they, in other words, if they don't cover them for contraception, for whatever, then they would get slammed with that. Imagine how that would add up. And we still don't know, because the big thing that really is going to happen, and here we are going into a holiday weekend, we come back and then you had a handful of days before we roll into June. It's a matter of weeks before we hear what the Supreme Court has to say on our current health care law, whether they strike down some of it, just completely blow it up, which I don't think will happen. I think they'll sever some of it. And we'll see. We'll see what happens to the individual health mandate. Also, we're going to have a conversation with somebody who's not shy in telling you that global warming is just a bunch of nonsense. In fact, he's devoted 15 years so far to writing, researching, all that kind of stuff when it comes to things connected to the issue of global warming. And one of the things he'll talk about is the fact that the leader in Czechoslovakia, Klaus, does not believe in global warming and says there's a lot of pressure not to say that. He doesn't care. And he'll talk about the fact that at a big conference in Chicago year after year, they've invited scientists who say they have evidence to the contrary, that there is global warming. And look at carbon dioxide and looking at other forces that are out there that are part of this. And yet nobody comes forward with it. So is it junk science? What's the deal? Really, really interesting conversation about how much money, for example, like Greenpeace, when you think of organizations that are making big bucks. And I didn't realize this. Did you know the Greenpeace budget is $300 million, $300 million. So one of the things that we'll talk about is what is the, you know, is it people that have careers where they're getting grants? Is it not wanting to do the back and forth, do the swordsmanship over, is there global warming? Is there not global warming? I mean, let's face it, it's a big business. Somebody once, a doctor of note who shall remain nameless, told me one time, and I wasn't shocked by this, but it made me start to think about it. He told me one time that as much as if there was a cure for cancer or various forms of cancer, the person or persons would be so celebrated, Nobel Prize, all that kind of stuff, and how, you know, wouldn't that be just the greatest thing? On the other hand, he said cynically, imagine the careers that would be tanked in trying to come up with a cure for cancer and people donating how many millions of dollars toward that. In my mind, I'm hoping that most of the people working on it and a lot of these organizations, we're not going there. That's not really the thing. Ooh, geez, we'd love to solve it, but if we do, here's what happens. There may be a few people that are thinking that, but I hope overall that's not the case. Because you'll hear people say, why is it? Why can't we come up with a cure for cancer? We can do this, this, and this. For goodness sake, we can send people up in these rocket payloads. We can do, you know, unbelievable things in this country and other countries. Why can't we come up with a cure for cancer? So Anyway, this is kind of tangent central here on America Tonight, but it is odds and ends after all. To me, this story touches every single one of us in the United States and beyond our borders. Every single one of you can relate to this story. Are you ready for it? It's not about politicians and toll roads and frustrations and whether or not people are lying about global warming or curing cancer because it's lined their pockets or whatever. No, it's about texting and driving and what it can mean for you when you're on the other end. A New Jersey woman who texted her boyfriend right before he got into a car crash, they're saying now, might be held liable. A judge is preparing to rule on Friday whether to allow her to be named as a defendant in a lawsuit filed by the couple that was injured in the crash. This is huge. So here's the deal. This couple, David and Linda Cobert from Dover, Delaware, lost a leg when the 18-year-old, Kyle Best his name is, hit their motorcycle head-on with this pickup truck, and this is back in 2009. And the reason is they say that she was contributing to the negligence of the kid on the motorcycle because he was glancing down at his phone to see who was trying to reach him before his truck slammed into their bike. And he pleaded guilty already to using a cell phone while driving and other, you know, court charges. But now we're talking about the girlfriend actually messaging him. Can you imagine that? I think in a way, ridiculous. She might have known he was on the bike. But when you're texting people, do you know where they are at the time? Do you have any clue a lot of times? How many times a day does somebody text me and I text them back? And if they're in their car looking at the text, I just happen to send them at that time, and they hit somebody, I could be held liable for that. Whew. That would really, really change the face of texting. Because how would you know that? How many times do you text and not have any clue what the person on the other end is doing? Are they asleep? Are they at home? Are they walking around a mall? Are they eating out somewhere? Are they putting their kids to bed? I mean, how do you know? There may be times when somebody says to you, hey, I'm getting in the car, we're driving to wherever. And so you know if you text them that second, they're probably in the car, they're probably driving. And you could assume that he said to her, hey, I'm getting on my bike, and she would know when she was texting that that's what happened. What a newspaper reported, and the court records show this, is the 18-year-old and his girlfriend actually went back and forth, typical, right, about two dozen texts on the day of the crash, including right before it happened. But my contention is, should she be held liable because she was electronically so-called present by the way of her texts? I say it's unreasonable. I say it's unreasonable. And all of us, if this was precedent setting and went forward, would be in trouble, because I can't be accountable for it where everybody is at every time in the day when they've texted me and I'm texting them back. Usually, I could honestly say probably a good 97% of the time. I say that completely feeling confident in that. I think 97% of the time, the people I text, I have no clue what they are doing at that moment. Now, if they're responsible and they're on a motorcycle or they're driving or they're doing whatever, then hopefully they're not checking the text at that moment. I mean, I don't do that. I'm not like serial crazy about every second I got to pick up the phone to check who has hit me up with a text. And maybe that's part of the problem. It's such an addiction for so many people that it doesn't matter what they're doing, they are going to check. So any texts that come in are fair game. I don't know, fair or foul. What do you think? 855-266-KATE. That, and we're headed to the mailbag.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
What do you think? If you text somebody and they read your text while driving or they're in a motorcycle and they crash, whatever it is, if they're on the cycle or in this case the guy was in a truck and hit a couple on a motorcycle, but whatever it is they're driving, if they cause an accident because they're texting you back, reading the text, whatever, should you be responsible for what has happened? Are you responsible for what the other person has done? AmericaTonight.net. Go there and get press 4. Say America Tonight, keyword, America Tonight poll, and take the poll. Should you be responsible? Yes or no? It's as simple as that. All right, it's also pretty easy for us to head down to the mail room. We're doing that, and we're going to check your mail.
The mail is here!
Woo! I never get tired of Homer. I could be doing this show for 25 years from now, and there's Homer somewhere in the background. I just think it's funny. I was a huge fan of The Simpsons when they first came on, and now it's kind of, I'll watch it if it's taped or whatever, but there are some very funny lines that you could pluck out of that, and that is a brilliant one. So here we are checking the mail, and let's go to this first one. This comes to us from MJ. MJ says, Katie Kate, did you read what Hewlett Packard is up to? They are going to slash and trash. They're trying to save money. Are you stunned by these layoffs or not? No, I am never stunned by layoffs because of the waste that often has happened before there's been the wave of layoffs, or because somebody isn't up technology-wise, they're not up on the trends, somebody else beat them to the punch. Remember, everybody's jockeying for position in this world, whether it's Dell, whether it's HP, whether it's Microsoft, for example, whether we're talking about software, whether we're talking about equipment, whatever it is. So Hewlett-Packard getting ready to get rid of 27,000 jobs is sad. That's 8% of their workforce. And they're going to save, they say, over $3 billion by 2014. And they are the number one personal computer maker, and they've got 300,000 employees, supposedly, across the board. So, no, it's not surprising that they're trying to save money to push up the stock. Because remember, what are these companies beholden to? And what they're beholden to is shareholders. The shareholders want the money to roll in. They want the stock to go higher. So eventually there's pressure, and that's what happened. All right, two other ones quickly here, and then we're going to go to Tomas in Michigan, who's on the line. 855-266-KATE. You can join in the conversation, too, here on ATN. This one from Aladdin. Aladdin says, I wish I were a genie, oh yeah, because you know what I would do? I would get rid of all of the people in D.C. for the lame job that they are doing. If only I had those three wishes, trust me, nobody would be left. It'd be a ghost town in Washington. Kate, why is it that the people who create the mess don't seem to suffer? It's everybody else. I seem to remember Leona Helmsley saying something about the little people. I guess, after all, she was right, even with her nasty dig back in the day. There's a oblique reference. Leona Helmsley, the big hotel heiress. And here's another one. This one comes to us from Bill. Just Bill. No clever name. Bill says, I've been listening to America Tonight now for about 6 months, really starting to enjoy the show. Keep it up, lady. Here's my take on what's happening across this country. I think people are more frustrated, as you have said, than I have ever seen in my lifetime, and I'm a 35-year-old man. It is so sad to constantly feel as though all we are is dollars and cents to the people in Washington, and maybe perhaps the politicians in our own backyards. Don't you feel as though all we do is pay, pay, pay? Well, we're pay, pay, paying for all the mistakes in the past. Tomas, let's go out to him. Hello.
Well, do you know who Dash Riprock is?
I saw that on the Facebook post that you made. Yes.
You know, it's pretty bad when Bruce Willis, who is a pretty conservative guy in Hollywood, says that Romney is the Dash Riprock of the Republican Party. For those of you who Dash Riprock, he was one of the people in the Beverly Hillbillies. But, you know, from what I can see, he has He has truth on his side. Let's remember the last debt ceiling battle. Remember when they were battling back and forth, and finally it was like into overtime there, and the world was going to come to an end, and the stocks were going to go down, and then the bond ratings were going to go down, and they said, well, we will establish a super committee. And then the super committee didn't do anything. And then if the super committee didn't do anything, they were going to have across-the-board cuts. The Republicans agreed to that. And then when the across-the-board cuts came in, the Republicans said, no, we want to change that too. You know, they went back on their word, okay? And now we're supposed to stand by for another debt ceiling crisis coming up. You know, it's not a way to run a campaign. And I think people are just not going to show up in November. That's what I think.
You think they're not going to show up? You think they're just going to say, "Oh, we're tired of it. I don't even want to bother."
I just don't see Romney exciting anybody except, you know, the Mormons in Utah. He might win Utah.
Yeah, but it could be one of those things, Tomas, where people are so tired of the status quo that they're voting for whoever's on the other side. They're voting for whatever the player to be named later is. So I don't know. I do agree with you, though, and I hate to say it, Tomas. Great call, by the way. I'm going to tell you something about Dash Riprock in a second. I can't believe the low voter turnout that we always have. How is it we live in this free, awesome country and people, because you can even absentee vote, so you can't make all these crazy excuses about voting. In fact, today I was going through my own stuff to make sure, and I've got it somewhere. I'm going to find it and hold it up, but I have my voter registration. I mean, are you kidding me? I think you should vote. You should absolutely vote, especially locally and statewide, if nothing else. But Romney and the Dash Riprock comment, I don't know if, and Tomas might know this, but it is actually a band, too. And I read somewhere where they were inducted into the Louisiana Hall of Fame. And the reason why is because they were a group from New Orleans. They're a rock group, and they sing some kind of, they have some crazy lyrics, some crazy songs that they sing, and he's right about the Beverly Hillbillies. That's where that name comes from. I mean, you have to go back to the 60s to dig up Dash Riprock, and it's a hilarious name, but I thought of the band originally, and it was probably because I can remember them stirring things up with YouTube with some of their lyrics, like let's go smoke some pot, I think was one of the songs that they sang, and they had people start to download that, and you know, all the references to drugs, don't bogart the joint, and that kind of stuff. So there are a lot of different meanings to the name made famous by the Beverly Hillbillies, Dash Riprock.